Chair, on behalf of my country, would like to welcome you as our new chairman and congratulate the outgoing delegation for their great work. Would also like to congratulate Pamela for an amazing first year, Madame Pamela Koch. We're very proud of you and the work that you've done. Specifically as Uganda, we're very proud of your intervention for trade, for women, and for agriculture in the cocoa and coffee section. My country is today the world's second largest producer of coffee as an exported commodity because of the intervention of the ITC. We're very grateful to you because this has enabled us to have a fairly soft landing when it comes to the economic impact of the COVID pandemic in my country. In addition, Uganda would like to commend the ITC for the comments on trade, investment, education, and the global pandemic. Would like to highlight the fact that digitalization has overtaken my own country at a rate that we did not see pre-corona. Would like to ask for the support to develop a more resilient economy, in particular with regards to digitalization. For those of you that know Africa well, digitalization and e-commerce is not new. We do our groceries on the phone. We purchase our medicines on the phone. We have, for the longest time, had our microfinancing schemes and loans on our phones. So e-commerce and digitalization is not new to African countries such as mine or to the African economies. That said, as Uganda continues to lead and be the focal point on e-commerce and digitalization at the WTO, we would like to request additional support to countries like mine for stronger and more resilient support in this sector. Our customs unions are suffering and struggling. We need some support in that area. As you look to building and the example that you've given in your flagship report, particularly with the Gambia, where we see the work that was done with the fashion industry and the PPEs, these type of investment and country-specific interventions, we urge the ITC to look at various or least developed countries. Uganda, for example, is leased and landlocked. So this type of intervention would be very welcome. Thank you, Chair. Congratulations. And just to end on a note, as a member of the delegation today, I very much look forward to the invitation. Christmas is 52 days away. So please, Uganda welcomes the DJ and the invitation. Thank you, Cheryl. Attention, and to Pamela. Thank you.